Civil rights leader James Forman has died. His was a familiar name in the 1960s when he was the leader of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. It was known as SNCC, and it was one of the most prominent groups that organized protests in the South.
James Forman was a native of Chicago, but had spent much of his childhood in Mississippi. When he joined SNCC in 1961, he was one of its older members, in his 30s, a veteran of the Korean War. And as SNCC prepared to travel to the Deep South on what were known as freedom rides, James Forman took on the job of training younger protesters for the danger ahead. His work was documented in the film Eyes on the Prize.
We're going down there. We're trying to face a real situation that will occur, namely there will be a mob at the courthouse. And we want to get used to people jeering at us, and we also want the white students who are playing the mob to get used to saying things, calling out epithets, calling people niggers and nigger lovers.
Joyce Ladner is a former president of Howard University who met Forman on his freedom rides to Mississippi. She worked with him in the SNCC office and remembers him as strict and organized.
Being on the SNCC staff meant that we were field secretaries who made $9.64 a week after taxes. But Jim would threaten to hold up your check if you didn't file the reports. And the reports were used as a way for him to get a sense of what are the strengths and weaknesses of this project.
James Forman was never as well known as Martin Luther King, who gave a dramatic speech at the March on Washington in 1963. But Forman was one of the lead organizers of that march.
And Forman also did community work. He helped the unemployed and the poor, and he published several books. In 1969, he wrote what he called a Black Manifesto. It demanded $500 million in reparations for slavery. Joyce Ladner says that Forman is the SNCC leader who never retired from activism. He kept working until his death of cancer on Monday.
We used to sing the song, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, a lot." And Jim was always in the middle of that circle. And I think he will be in that circle, you know, eternally.
Some veterans of the civil rights movement think James Forman never got the recognition he deserved for his work in the 1960s. That work is being remembered now on the occasion of his death at the age of 76.
Will it be Undertaker, please rise low.